Every year, local agencies fan out for one night to take account of people living in homeless shelters and on the streets. The count, which took place in January this year, put the number at just over 1,800. That's compared to last year's number of 2,000 homeless people. In 2010, the count amounted to more than 2,800. Stacey Lowry, the county's Community Support Services Director, credits the reduced numbers to the Housing First initiative. Through it, agencies place people in housing as quickly as they can, even if they have problems such as mental illnesses, addictions, or unemployment.
You can actually place them in housing and use that as a platform for stability, and that will help them in the other areas where they may have barriers in their life. We have an over 90% housing retention rate, and housing actually gives them a stable place to then work on other issues in their life.
Lowry says they also saw significant reductions in the number of people who are chronically homeless. That dropped by 39%. The number of homeless families decreased by 14%, and homeless veterans dropped by 19%. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.